All right, can we talk about that feeling when you are somewhere and you are clearly in a place that is like way over your head? So it could be like a work conference or meeting. It could be a class, maybe if it's even at the gym. And you look around and it seems like everybody else is smarter, they're faster, they're more qualified, they're better built for this. And those thoughts creep in. Why am I here? And I have that thought all the time, truly. I will disqualify myself before anything begins. Yeah, no, this is way over out of my league. And you know what? I don't think that's the right thing to do, which is why I think about the story of the tortoise and the hare. And yes, I know it's a childhood fable, but it's very much applies here. Because if I am honest, okay, if I were the tortoise lining up next to the hare, I probably would have been, yep, not doing this race. I probably would have bailed, feeling like it's a total mismatch, that I'm not cut out for that. And the truth is, for me personally, I'm not built for sprinting through life. I'm just not that way. Everything I have done is slower, takes longer than the average person. It just does. The way I think things through, the way I process information, but I am steady and I am consistent and I am determined, okay? And so just like the tortoise wins that race slow and steady, not because he became super fast overnight or changed the way he was wired. He just kept moving the way he was built to move. And I think that's the point, that God isn't asking us to outrun and be better than the hare standing next to us. He's asking us to stay in the race the way he designed us. And it doesn't matter who's around you. If they're smarter or more athletic or more skilled, we move the way we're built. And that is how we finish strong. And it takes off a whole lot of pressure and also makes us successful.